Good morning and welcome to episode 34 of Martin Uncut. Today it's the 16th of February 2021. Today's episode is Clubhouse has a future? Question mark. So I've been using Clubhouse for a while now and I kind of like the application. I think it's a new, fresh innovation actually that you can have this impromptu conversations with people online. And since there is this hype around it as well, there is a lot of influential people and famous, at least on the net, people that is jumping on the Clubhouse train, and you get really close and easy access to them, so you can listen immediately to what they say and you can also communicate a lot with them. But as a podcaster as well, this is kind of close to my heart because audio is, that's podcasting, and Clubhouse is also audio. So I really, really like the service. But as I will allude to today, I think there is some problems. So first of all, right now there is a really big hype. There is a lot of talk about Clubhouse in media, in social media, in old-fashioned media. So they get so much press right now, so much limelight, but that will eventually go away. And I think this hype they have now, that's probably a 2 months lifetime on that, and then that will start to fade down and vanish. And what will happen when that happens? Yeah, I think the influencers that are so drawn to this now, since this is new and popular and in the press, not all of them, but I think quite a lot of them will stop using it or use it a lot less than what they are doing today. And of course, that will then take off a lot of the value from the platform. Another big problem I see with Clubhouse is the whole technical aspect. They are iPhone only, as I understand it, at the moment. That's not a problem for me because I am iPhone only myself. But there is, 50% more of the population out there that is not using iPhone. And I think an Android application would need to be built really, really fast and get them onto the train as well. And also just to broaden the possible user base, because if you're only looking at Apple users, you are really limiting your reach. But it's also that you can only interact or talk using your phone. I would like to hook up my professional equipment. You can do that, but you need to jump through a lot of hoops to do so. So I think they would definitely need to be able to support professional audio creators to actually hook up to the platform and create content for them. That would be a really good bonus for them. It would definitely not take anything away from the platform. I also have quite a lot of concerns around the features. The feature base is really, really limited. They definitely need to up that game a lot. So, for example, the only way you can find content today is either by search or by browsing. And or not browsing really, you can just see what your connections have. So I really, really miss the browsing feature. You would definitely need to be able to browse content. And if you look at how Twitch is doing it, and they actually collect things about you, what you are interested in, but they don't tag the content and they don't have a content directory or anything like that. So there's a lot about the features around finding content that they need to improve. Otherwise, people will just see the small stream of content that the followers or the people they follow are looking into. And that's not enough, definitely not. There is also questions about GDPR. I spoke about that the other day. And that is right now just a small concern because I hope that they are doing this well. But it may be a bigger concern on the longer run. And finally, if you look into the future a little bit, this is now a company or a product that is valued really highly. But the only reason a product can be highly valued is if they can monetize it so they can make money of the product. And how will they do that with Clubhouse? I see a few different approaches. Of course, the normal way is to put ads on the platform. Another way is to have a premium service, you buy a subscription and use it. Or there could be something in between, a freemium service that you can use it for free and you get ads, or you buy it and you don't have the ads. Spotify is using that, for example. But if you look at Spotify, that is consumed in a different way than Clubhouse. And Spotify is not live. That's a really big difference here. So let's say that they're going to do this by using ads in different ways. How would they do that? Would they interrupt a discussion with ads? And how would they then do that interruption? Would they notify the host that now we have a commercial interrupt by signaling or something, and then they need to wait and then continue after that? That's a really poor user experience, isn't it? And if you have the freemium version, would you then lose 2 minutes of the discussion? Or how would that work? I can't really see that to work. And if you look at the app, you could do in-app commercials, but I don't think that is something someone that buys ads would use, because you are not using the app when you are listening to Clubhouse. It's more of a passive thing. You have the app in your pocket and you just consume the content. So that means that in-app ads will not work. So then I would say that potentially you could have ads when you join a room or when you browse content. That is the two sections where I can find ads. And that's really limited. So I think they will have a lot of problems monetizing this in a good way. You could, of course, have a premium model where the people that has a room will pay for the room. But I think that will really cut down the user base and potentially kill the service. So we'll see what they do when it comes to monetization. I sound really negative here, of course. But I really, really hope I'm wrong. And I really, really hope that they will succeed, because I kind of like the service. But I also think that we will know in about 6 months or so, because the hype will be gone and they will need to start showing something for earning money or developing the features. So time will tell. Have a good one and see you tomorrow.
Martin Uncut, your daily technology dose.